from Love Weekly with Gillian Chirecki. You're not just choosing a partner, you're choosing a life. Hi there, let me say something that I think a lot of people need to hear, even though it's not the most romantic thing you'll read today. Love is not enough. I know how that sounds, but stay with me because I genuinely believe that understanding this, really understanding it, not just nodding at it, is one of the most important things you can do for your future relationship. Or your current one. Here's what I've learned from my own experience, from watching relationships around me, and from the thousands of conversations I've had with people about their relationships. The feeling of being in love, that extraordinary, consuming, can't stop thinking about them feeling, is real. It matters. It's the thing that draws you towards someone and makes you want to build something with them. But love is not, by itself, the thing that sustains a relationship through real life. And real life is coming for everyone. Real life is your parents getting older, watching them decline, eventually losing them. Real life is the conversation about money that nobody wants to have, how you spend it, how you save it, what it means to each of you, and why. It's the conversation about sex, about what you need and what you're not getting and what that means. It's mental health struggles, yours, theirs, both of yours at the same time, which happens more often than people admit. It's career stress and identity shifts, and watching the person you fell in love with at 28 become someone different at 38. It's watching each other age. It's the seasons that are just genuinely hard, where nobody is at their best, and the romance is nowhere to be found, and what's left is just two people deciding whether to keep showing up. That's what a long-term relationship actually is, not the highlight reel, the whole thing. And the question worth asking before you move in together, before you get engaged, before you have children with someone, is not just do I love this person, it's can I trust this person to show up when it gets hard? Do they have my back when it actually costs them something to have it? Can they sit with me in the difficult seasons, or do they disappear the moment the relationship stops being easy and fun? Because if the answer to those questions is uncertain, love alone is not going to bridge that gap. I've seen it too many times. Two people who genuinely love each other, who are not bad people, who want it to work, but it doesn't work, because when life got real, one of them couldn't show up in the way the other person needed. Love was present. Partnership wasn't. And partnership is what actually carries a relationship through decades. Now, I want to be clear about something, because I don't want this to sound like I think relationships are all hardship and you'd better brace yourself. That's not what I'm saying. Not every couple faces the same struggles. Not everyone's real life looks the same. Some people have it harder than others, and some seasons are genuinely wonderful and easier and full of the things that made you fall in love in the first place. I believe in that. I've experienced that. But every couple that stays together over decades will face versions of all of the above. That is not pessimism. That is just the honest truth of what a long-term commitment actually contains. And going into it with clear eyes is not unromantic. It is, I would argue, the most loving thing you can do for your partner and for yourself. Have you checked out this week's episode of Gillian on Love? I'm joined by actress and author Sarah Shahi for a candid conversation about childhood wounds, heartbreak, and the relationship patterns that can lead us to chase emotionally unavailable partners. We talk about people-pleasing, difficult conversations, and the moment you realize you deserve emotional safety, not uncertainty. Which brings me to the thing I really want to talk about. The conversations. The uncomfortable ones, the ones people avoid because they are awkward and potentially scary, and because everything is going so well right now, and why would you introduce something difficult into something that feels so good? I'd understand that impulse completely. I've acted on it myself and paid the price for it. But those conversations about money, about kids, about sex, about what you need from a partner in your hardest moments, about what you're not willing to tolerate, about what your non-negotiables actually are, those conversations can save you. Not just save the relationship. Save you from giving your heart fully and completely to someone who does not have the capacity to be a real partner to you. That capacity is not something you can determine from chemistry alone. You cannot feel it in the butterflies. You cannot see it in the best moments. You can only see it over time, under pressure, in the moments when showing up costs something, and in the conversations where you find out who this person actually is beneath the version of themselves they present when everything is easy. None of this comes with a guarantee. I want to say that clearly because I think false certainty is one of the most dangerous things in relationships. You can do everything right, have all the hard conversations, take your time, pay attention to who someone is under pressure, and still find yourself 5 years in realizing that the person you committed to is not showing up the way you believed they would. Love requires risk. If you want complete certainty, you cannot be in a relationship. Nothing worthwhile in life is 100% safe. But that truth does not excuse rushing. It does not excuse skipping the hard conversations because you're caught up in how in love you feel. The feeling of being in love is a beginning, not a conclusion. It tells you that something is worth pursuing. It does not tell you that the pursuit is complete. The real goal, the one worth orienting your relationship around, is not to find someone who completes you. That idea is romantic and naive and ultimately not useful. No person can complete you. That is your work. The goal is to find someone who supports you while you do that work. Someone who is doing their own work alongside you. Someone who, when life gets real and it will get real, is still standing next to you because they chose, consciously and repeatedly, to show up. That's the relationship worth waiting for, worth being honest for, worth having the uncomfortable conversations for. Love, Jillian.